Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore one simple but powerful truth. Before we can truly love others, we must first learn to love who we are. In a world filled with noise, distraction, and division, this is a space to slow down, reconnect, and rediscover the deeper purpose of our lives. Inspired by the timeless words, "Love your neighbor as yourself," today, we try a small, practical exercise that can change the way you hear your own heart. I call it the Echo Experiment. Over the next 25 minutes, I'll guide you through a short practice, share a personal story, and offer simple ways to make this part of your daily life. So find a quiet spot if you can, and let's begin the journey together.
Here's the big question I want you to sit with for a moment. What if the words you say to yourself could either build walls between you and others or build bridges to them? If your inner voice is harsh, it doesn't stay private. It reshapes how you show up. And if you learn to speak to yourself with the same kindness you'd offer a friend, everything changes. What would that change look like for you?
Let me share a quick story. A few years ago, I found myself at a family dinner, physically there, but mentally checked out, scrolling through messages between courses. I remember laughing quietly at something on my phone while my sister was telling a story, and I could see the small disappointed look on her face. That evening, I caught a different voice inside me, not just the phone, but an inner critic whispering that I wasn't interesting enough, that I shouldn't speak up, that I didn't belong. I left the table feeling smaller, and I replayed that tiny exchange over and over. A week later, I tried something small and strange. I stood in front of my mirror and said aloud the kind of words I'd say to my sister if she felt excluded. I said, "You matter. You bring voice and warmth into the room. People are glad you're here." Speaking those lines felt awkward at first, almost silly, but after I said them and listened, really listened, something loosened. I felt permission to show up differently the next time. It was the beginning of a practice that taught me hearing yourself kindly makes you kinder to others.
So why does this work? There are two simple reasons, psychological and spiritual. Psychologically, our brain learns through repetition. The words we say, even the private ones, create neural pathways. When we repeatedly call ourselves unworthy or small, the brain accepts that as truth. But when we begin to practice kind phrases aloud, we start to create new pathways that make self-compassion more natural. Spiritually, there's a rhythm to the command to love your neighbor as yourself. If you approach yourself with contempt or silence, you can't authentically extend empathy to another. If, however, you cultivate a neighborly voice toward your own heart, you expand the capacity to carry that compassion outward. To make this practical, let's look at common inner critic lines and neighborly reframes. If your inner voice says, "You're not enough," the neighborly reframe might be, "I see you, I notice you're trying, and you are enough in your trying." If the critic whispers, "Don't bother them with your pain," reframe to, "Your feelings matter, it's okay to share when you need support." If the critic shames, "You messed up again," reframe to, "Mistakes are part of learning, you're becoming, step by step." Say each reframe aloud as if you were telling a friend these truths.
All right, here's a simple step-by-step for the Echo Experiment you can try right now or later today. Step 1. Notice a harsh inner message. It might be, "I'm awkward," or "I always mess up." Step 2. Rephrase it into something you'd say to a friend. Warm, simple, and true. For example, "You felt awkward, and that's okay. You tried, and that's brave." Step 3. Say it aloud. Use a steady voice and speak it as you would to someone you care about. If saying it aloud feels uncomfortable, whisper it, hum it, or speak it in the car or shower, whatever keeps you safe and private. Step 4. If you can, record yourself on your phone and play it back once. Hearing your own voice say kind things creates distance from the critic and lets you receive compassion from yourself. For privacy, you can delete the recording afterward. This practice is for you. To make this stick, try two brief ways to practice daily. A morning echo, one compassionate sentence when you first sit up, and a pre-meal pause, one phrase before you eat, to anchor presence and gratitude. Even 5 minutes a day shifts the inner climate over time.
Now let's slow down together. I invite you to try a brief listening pause with me. Find a comfortable breath, and if you're able, say silently or aloud the phrase I'd suggest. I am seen. I am learning. I am loved. As you say that, notice what rises. Warmth. Resistance. Relief. Awkwardness. Whatever is there, name it without judgment. Here are three gentle questions to sit with. When was the last time you truly felt heard by someone? Are you speaking to yourself the way you would speak to that person? What one small habit could you add this week to let your inner voice be kinder?
At the heart of the echo experiment is a simple truth. When we train ourselves to hear kindness, even in small, awkward sentences spoken aloud, we expand the space in which love can grow. Hearing yourself kindly doesn't erase difficulty, but it changes how you carry it. And that change ripples outward into your relationships and community. So practice the experiment. Be gentle with yourself when it feels strange. And remember that loving your neighbor truly begins with learning to love who you are.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Why I Love. Try the Echo experiment for a week, just a minute or two each day, and notice any small shifts. If this conversation helped you, please subscribe so you don't miss future episodes and share it with someone who might benefit from a kinder inner voice. Leave a comment or a message to tell us how the practice went or what phrase mattered most to you. Until next time, love who you are and watch the world change.